Back in the golden era of Hollywood, one year flashed with a brilliance that earned it the title the greatest year in Hollywood history. It was 1939, the year that gave us The Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind, Stagecoach, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Wuthering Heights, Dark Victory, and many more films that have long been lauded for their storytelling, technical achievements, and cultural impact. Many decades have passed since then. In this 80th anniversary year, is there anything left to celebrate? Have the works of brilliance outlived their glory? GLT Arts correspondent Laura Kennedy has more with Sherry Zack, GLT's culture maven.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
It's tempting to think there was something in the water in Hollywood in 1939. For so many now iconic films to make it to the screen. Dorothy sashayed down the yellow brick road and into our hearts and history, bringing with her what critics and film buffs consider many of the best films ever. So how did it happen? What was the alchemy that made 1939 so spectacular? Sherry Zack, interim dean of Milner Library and GLT's culture maven, says that that particular cinematic magic can in part be attributed to the now long-gone studio system.
What I think really makes 39 stand out, if we look across cinematic history, anybody who's seen a movie before 1997 is going to think of The Wizard of Oz, is going to think of Gone with the Wind as great examples of classic American cinema. So those two films in particular have stood the test of time. And I think that makes us look at 39 and go, oh yeah, Stagecoach, Transform the Western. It's that there are a couple of films that average person on the street has heard of, that has probably seen, has maybe seen and loved. So those two films in particular, I think, are carrying the year in some way.
So how is it that the motion picture studios at that time could create such great films, that, and a couple of which, and several of which, are standing the test of time? Is this basically the year that the industry really finally found its footing, and this was the year that it crystallized?
Nah, it had crystallized long before that.
Okay.
That's a good question, but it had crystallized long before that. I mean, technologically, things had crystallized earlier in the 30s. By 33, certainly, they had sound worked out. Certainly by 39, the studio system was well entrenched. What the studios did, particularly with Gone with the Wind, pulled out all the stops in making a truly grand, epic film. Likes of which we don't see for a while after that. Now, Wizard of Oz, it was not a cheap film. Those two films in particular stand out because they weren't just a star vehicle put with a property, ground out in a month, and set out into the world. They were really set up to be historically significant films in some ways. But there's also other stuff, right? So yes, the studio system is at its peak. There are incredible talents at work. John Ford making Stagecoach.
That was the breakout film for John Wayne.
The breakout film for John Wayne, in some ways the breakout film for John Ford, although he'd been quite successful as a director before that. The Westerns, until then, they were sort of B-grade fare.
Yeah, they churned them out to make money.
And if you went to a double feature, it would be not the primary feature, it would be the B one. The B feature. But with Stagecoach, it became an A feature.
Well, it looks like you've got another passenger.
I'll take the Winchester.
You may need me in this Winchester, Curly.
For good reason. It's a brilliant movie. When Orson Welles made Citizen Kane, he watched Stagecoach 100 times or something. So it's an excellent movie by just about all standards, unless you're looking at Native American politics, by which standard nearly every Western fails us miserably as humans.
Mm-hmm.
So there were quality directors working, actors who stood the test of time working. All of those things came together in this set of films in 1939 that have continued to entertain. The year before It Happened One Night was sort of the classic studio picture with a couple of stars and a fun script, and it did well. If you walked into a classroom now, you'd be hard-pressed to find an 18 to 20-year-old who's heard of It Happen One Night, right? That was just a year earlier. And at the time, that was considered the epitome of what the studios could offer. And then the next year, we have these true blockbusters that were blockbusters year after year after year. And it's that they have really pressed through the ensuing decades that makes us look back and go, wow, 39, quite a year.
That's Sherry Zeck, interim dean of Milner Library at Illinois State University and GLT's culture maven. And just in time for the 80th anniversary of Hollywood's greatest year, The Wizard of Oz will be running at the historic Normal Theater in Uptown Normal this Thursday through Sunday. I'm Laura Kennedy.
Sherry Zeck thinks film fans of today will look back fondly on the movies of their own era rather than classic films. She points to the raucous comedy Bridesmaids as being a likely contender for future sentimental favorite of today's film goers, rather than The Wizard of Oz.